CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Today, the Supreme Court upheld a gun control law that prohibits people who are subject to domestic violence restraining orders from having firearms. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the justices ruled the measure does not violate the Second Amendment.
We did not have domestic violence restraining orders at our nation's founding, but we understood that you could disarm people who are dangerous, and therefore, there's enough of a historical underpinning that we can uphold this law.
Steve Bannon has asked the Supreme Court to keep him out of prison. The former advisor to Donald Trump is set to report on July 1st, 2 years after his conviction on contempt of Congress charges. He wants a delay while he appeals. There are growing concerns the war in Israel may spread north to Hezbollah in Lebanon. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The world must say loudly and clearly, immediate de-escalation is not only possible, it is essential.
The U.S. is moving an aircraft carrier to the eastern Mediterranean should a full-scale war break out on Israel's northern border. Well, it is sweltering outside. A big chunk of the nation's dealing with this heat wave. And besides it affecting us humans, the extreme heat caused problems for cows as well. Bill Peck has a dairy farm in Saratoga County, New York.
As it gets extended periods of heat, their feed intake will go down, which directly results in lower milk production.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal's urging Congress to pass new legislation that calls for $100 million to invest in programs for communities to prevent hot weather deaths.
Cool pavements, cool roofs. There is technology that reduces heat from pavements or roofs. Better air conditioning, more reliable and efficient use of energy.
The Food and Drug Administration gives the go-ahead for the first menthol e-cigs. Reporter Alexander Tin.
The FDA says it has authorized e-cigarette manufacturer Enjoy to sell menthol-flavored versions of its vape products, making them the first non-tobacco flavor to be formally green-lighted in the United States.
Flight attendants for American Airlines are threatening to walk out if the airline doesn't provide an offer the union's willing to accept. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
The strike isn't as simple as a favorable vote from the flight attendants, as the National Mediation Board has to give the union permission to strike after first determining whether both sides have reached an impasse with no hopes of productive bargaining in the future.
Checking Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow is down 5 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 24-year-old man was fatally shot at the Wood Creek apartment complex in Kenosha early this morning. Police are treating it as an isolated incident with no suspect in custody. A search continues for 68-year-old Jeffrey Cluey, who disappeared after launching a canoe into Lake Michigan June 7th. His car was found at the Pershing Park boat launch. Racine will host a pride rally on Sunday at noon on the City Hall steps. It's said to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community and advocate for equality. Some Kenosha County roads will be shut down Sunday. Pleasant Prairie's annual triathlon will have travel impacts from 6 through about 11. Roads closed include Green Bay Road, Springbrook, and the Frontage Roads. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworks.wi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up four runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball. Five runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock in the eighth.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second. But then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get three outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of 200 grand in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN Weather. Cloudy cloudy today and a touch muggy, with highs climbing to the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and into the evening could become strong to severe, packing high winds and torrential downpours. Over an inch of rainfall is likely, with flash flooding possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Stubbs, the Four Tops, and just can't help myself. I'm glad I'm here. Rick Johnson sitting in for Kurt Vollman today till 6 o'clock. I'm glad I'm here this afternoon, fresh from a wedding last night. Friends of ours got married, and I did not have to DJ. I did not have to spin the tunes, and boy, I'll tell you, it's just kind of nice that you go to a wedding now and just kick back and enjoy yourself. Here's Linda Ronstadt, the Stone Ponies, and the Different Drum at WRJN.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Now who do you think you're fooling? I got the president. presidential podium. My mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Won't she love me like a rock? She rock me like the rock. No, baby, does not love me. She love me, love me, love me, love me. Love me like a rock. She love me.
Tell you what, she makes me feel really good. Loves me like a rock. Rick Johnson in for Kurt Vollman today. He's on vacation. He'll be back again next week. And the local news, Timeless Hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers are all yours. All together, they make the perfect soundtrack to your summer. Next game is going to be tonight at San Diego. They take on the Padres at 8:05 right here on WRJN, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. And as Chris says, historic 1400, WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel is a certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. They'll come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or another jewelry store within the Midwest to satisfy your needs. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificates. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild. wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Tired when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. I remember he used to do that all the time. Your state news and local news with Stuart J. Waddles coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, Rob Grill, Warren Bates, the rest of the Grassroots, and the Temptation Eyes.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. The same. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pere Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Fiserv Forum, the other near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
The Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans did not want the protest zone so close to Fiserv Forum. More than 3 million people in Wisconsin have jobs. That's the most ever. The unemployment rate is 2.9%. The Department of Workforce Development says conditions are good for workers who are looking for better pay and benefits. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting at Kenosha's Wood Creek apartment complex has left a 24-year-old man dead. The incident took place early this morning near 30th Avenue and 15th Street. Police say they're treating it as an isolated incident. No suspects are in custody. A search is still underway for a missing Racine man. 68-year-old Jeffrey Cluey vanished after putting a canoe into Lake Michigan June 7th. His car is located at the Pershing Park boat launch, but it's not known where he is now. The Racine Police Department has issued a Be on the Lookout alert in Kenosha and Walworth counties. The case has not met official missing person criteria. Kyle Rittenhouse's sister has launched a GoFundMe campaign, looking to raise money so that she and her mom can stay in their apartment. Faith Rittenhouse is looking for $3,000 to prevent eviction and says her brother is unwilling to provide support. The fundraiser has raised about two-thirds of its goal. Racine's LGBTQ plus community and allies will gather for a pride rally Sunday. It starts at noon on the City Hall steps. The event aims to celebrate diversity and advocate for equality in the city. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today and a touch muggy with highs climbing to the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and into the evening. It becomes strong to severe, packing high winds and torrential downpours. Over an inch of rainfall is likely with flash flooding possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Span the decades there for a while. Early from the 60s and later on in the 70s, Ooh Child, the Five Stair Steps. This next song I'm going to play for you, they never found the master tapes. I don't know, somehow they either got thrown out or never found it. Fortunately, they were able to find a clean copy of the song, and it was Tommy James and the Shondells on WRJN.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. My baby does a hanky-panky.
we're walking on down the line.
Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
Low and tight now.
Hey, my baby, does the hanky paint?
Double U.
one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN. Their only national number one hit, Chicagoland's Buckinghams and Kind of a Drag.
Kind of a Drag. When your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue.
Oh,
This is CBS News on the